Cynthia, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So a spill for McPhee is looking likely in the coming weeks, but it's not just boaters that should be excited, but also the life growing on the banks, right?
Yes, absolutely. Floodplain forests really rely on these spring spills.
And there's a bit of a sweet spot that needs to be met. There's that extra flush of water, and it's great, but there's a point where it can be too much for some plants, right?
Floodplains, of course, are adapted to floods. That's why we call them that. And really big floods will wreak a lot of havoc and tear out trees and all kinds of things like that. We don't get floods like that on the lower Dolores anymore because you just can't release that much water from the dam. It's just not set up to do that. So the cottonwood forests that grow along the riverbanks are adapted to spring flooding that scours the banks clear and opens things up for new seedling establishment. But one of the biggest things we like to see from spring spills from the reservoir is that those high waters recharge the water table in the floodplain forest. And that's the water that those forests rely on through the dry summer months.
Something that I recall from your research when you were speaking at that Bureau of Reclamation meeting a few weeks ago is that in some areas, one type of plant gets a bit dominant on the Dolores. Is that right? And why does that happen?
Yeah, so the floodplain forests in the Southwest are interesting in that we have two native species that tend to kind of co-dominate. We have cottonwood trees, and right along the banks of the river are willows, a variety of species of willows. The most common is called coyote or sandbar willow. And high flows will tend to keep the willows from dominating the banks too much so that they'll get ripped out by the roots and kind of the bank will be scoured when you have really high spring flood flows. But on the Dolores River, we tend to have several years in a row of low flows. And it turns out willows love that. They like to have their toes wet. They like to have their roots right at the water table. And when you have low flows in the river that don't scour the banks, the willows go crazy. They just love it. And there are pros and cons to that. The willows are a native species, and they do support some nice wildlife diversity, especially birds. It's good bird nesting habitat. But they also crowd out other things. For example, when you have dense growth of willows like that, you don't have any room for new cottonwood trees to become established. Probably pretty different than it used to look historically.
Would it be correct to think of it, let's say, kind of like a tiers in a way, where there's a spot where the willows love it, but the cottonwoods don't, but then there's another point where the cottonwoods love it, but the willows don't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. The floodplain forests often grow in zones. There's a willow zone right by the riverbank often, and then behind that, further back, is the cottonwood zone. And actually, what's missing along many parts of the Dolores below McPhee Dam is the zone outside of the willow zone where you have open sandy beaches that get scoured clear in the spring floods and that stay open through the summer.
We'll have some photos up on our website at ksjd.org for people to see it for themselves, but there's this contrast in some photos that you shared with me of the lower Dolores in, was it 2003 versus 2017 at the tail end of the last spill, and it's astounding. In the post-spill, we see this massive flourish of green. The landscape just looks so different. Is that something that we could expect to see again this year?
Yeah, that's a really interesting pair of photos, and I would encourage your listeners to take a look at that pair of images. 2003 is the first photo, and the willow growth along the banks of the lower Dolores is there, but it's pretty low. It's not very large. Remember that 2003 came on the heels of several years of exceptional drought similar to what we experienced last year in this region, not quite as extreme. But several years in a row, with 2001 and 2002 being the driest. So there were no spills for several years on the Dolores River, really low flows, and that really led to great conditions for willow growth. The willows now are very well anchored, and they're securing the riverbanks in a way that is kind of unnatural. If you look at that picture, it looks like a canal. It doesn't really look like a river channel. It's much narrower with steep banks. What we might expect from a spill this year is probably no change in the abundance of willows, but a good increase in recharge of the groundwater in the floodplain that supports the cottonwood growth further back from the river channel. And that is a good thing. That's a big benefit to the floodplain forest itself and to all the wildlife that relies on that.
Dr. Cynthia Dott teaches at Fort Lewis College. Thank you so much for joining me today, Cynthia.
Thanks for having me, Daniel. I really appreciate it.